Tanya Nami Hachi. Also, we have another brayta on that subject. Katan Shevi Shte Se'arot. A young kid that have two hair. Mezamnin alav, joining him to the Zimun. But if he doesn't have those two signs of maturity, and mezamnin alav, not adding him to the zimun, ve'en medakdekin bakatan, and you're not checking on a small boy. So, like that, the Gemara now is going to say that that braita is very hard. In the beginning of the braita, you said that you're checking if is that young kid, he's got two hairs, so you're joining him to the zimun. If not, so you're not. So you do check. You are medakdek bekatan. But in the end of that braita, you're saying ve'en medakdekin bekatan. Means don't check a small kid. So the braita contradicts itself. So the Gemara is saying exactly that. Haguf akashya, the body of that braita, is hard. Amarta, you said, hevish te se'arot, in that if he's got two hairs, so yes, so you're going to join him to the zimun. Lo hevi lo, and if he doesn't got those two signs, so he will not going to join the zimun. Vehadar tani, and after it you said, en medakdekin bakatan, means that we don't need to check a small kid, small boy, and we're not going to join him to the zimun. If he doesn't, we're not going to check him. So how can it be? So what's the answer? Why the braita write that detail that we're not checking on a small boy? It came for that reason, to add katan poreach, to explain the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. The shita of Rabbi Yochanan that said to us that a young kid that have those two signs were joining him, adding him to the zimun. So actually, it's an opposite opinion from the first conclusion that we had. And actually, en medakdekin bekatan, it means that you're not checking, means that you let him be part of the zimun. You're not checking if he's got or if he doesn't have, and you're going to join him to the zimun. And like the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan said to join him to the zimun. But the Gemara is saying, "Veleit hilcheta kechol haneshmatata," and the halacha is not going by all of those last rumors that we learned. That last one, and also the other opinions that we heard about, that we allowed to make a zimun with 9 people, even though that they're not 10. Why? Because they look like 10. And also that 2 Talmidei Chachamim that are sharpening each other in the halakha, were they allowed to make a zimun between them? So the Gemara is saying we're not following those last halakhot that we learned. Just Ela, only one. Ki ha, we're going to be mekel, we're going to learn only on that last one. The Amar Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman said, Katan hayodea lemi mevarchin, a small boy that knows who we're blessing, who is the one that we're saying the bracha for him, mezamnin alav, we're allowed to join him into our zimun. Abaye v'Rabba, Abaye and Rabba, when they were kids, Abu Yatve Kamede Rabba, they were sitting in front of Rabba. Rabba, he was their rabbi. Amar Lehu Rabba. So Rabba, after the Seuda, he asked them, Lemi Mevarchin, who were blessing now? Amrele, both of them answered, Lerachmana, to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to Hashem Itbarach. So Rabba asked, Verachmana Heicha Yativ, and Rachmana, where he is sitting? Rava Achve Leshme Telala. Rava was pointing on the ceiling, means above. Abaye Nafak Levara, Abaye went out from that house, from the place that they were in, Achve Klape Shemaya, and he was pointing on heaven, on the sky. Amar Lehu Rabba, Rabba said to both of them, Tarvaichu, both of you, Rabbanan Havitu, both of you are going to be Talmidei Chachamim. He saw that through that answer that they had, that both of them are going to be Talmidei Chachamim. Hainu Damre Inche, and on that the Gemara is saying that on that story, on a situation like that, you can say on the opinion, on the ability of observation of Rabba, the people, the world, Inche, are saying, Butzin, Butzin, Mekatpe, Yadia. Butzin, it's pumpkin. So, Butzin, Butzin, it means each and every pumpkin, you can know about it, if it's going to be good or not, from the beginning. Mekatpe, Yadia. From the moment that it appears, when it's just revealing itself, mamash in the beginning, from that moment you can tell if it's going to be good and strong, or if chas shalom it's not going to be good. So, Rabba, he had that ability from such a young age to know if they're going to be Talmidei Chachamim or not. Amar Rav Yehuda b'Rede Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat. Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat, the son of Shilat, said, Mishme derav. He said that he heard from Rav. Tish'a achlu dagan. 9 people ate from 5 kinds of grains. Ve'echad, and one, achal yerek, 8 vegetables. Mitztarfin, so he is joining to them in their zimun. Means they can say the zimun ba'asara. Amar Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera said, Ba'ai mine merav Yehuda. I asked a question to Rav Yehuda. I asked him, Shmona mahu, Shiv'a mahu, what's going to be with 8? What's going to be with 7? Means 7 or 8?
You're letting one combine. You're letting two combine.
Exactly. That 8, 5 kinds of grains, but 2 8 vegetables or 3 8 vegetables, what's going to be over there? Amar le. So, Amar li. So, he answered to him. Amar le, to Rav. Rav Yehuda answered to Rav Zera, Amar le, Loshna, there is no different. It doesn't matter 1, 2, or 3, no different. They can combine. Combine, you say?
Yep. Yes. Join.
Join. Very good. And Rav Zera is continue to say, to explain, Shisha vadai lo miba'ele. But on 6, it was obvious for me, and I wasn't asking at all. Actually, Rabbi Zera is saying to us that 6, it was obvious for him that they will not gonna join. Means that 4, it's too many that were not eating from 5 kinds of grains, and they will not gonna join the Zimun. This is the opinion of Rabbi Zera. This is why he have not asked Rab Yehuda on that. Amar le Rabbi Yirmiya, so Rabbi Yirmiya said to Rabbi Zera, he contradicted Rabbi Zera, and he told him, Shapir avadet de lo ibayalach. It was very good that you were not asking, but from the different side, from the other side. It's better for you, it means, that you were not asking, because it's obvious that they should join the Zimun, and he's explaining to him why. Hatam, over there, Tamamai, what's the reason? Over there, in the place that you were asking Rav Yehuda, in 1, in 2, in 3, what's the reason that those 2 or 3 are joining the others? Mishum de'ikaruba. Because there is
majority.
Hacha nami ikaruba. Also here, there is majority. Also 6 and 4, it's a majority. This is the Shita of Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya is saying to Rabbi Zera that it was good that he was not asking, and it's obvious that 4 gonna join the majority of 6. But the Gemara is explaining, Ve'ihu Rabbi Zera, why it was so obvious, Shalom Aleichem, why it was so obvious for him not to ask? Savar, because he had that assumption that you required, you need Ruba de Minkar Bainan. Ruba, that majority that you can recognize with your eye. Not only numbers that right or wrong, you need to see that most of them were sitting and eating the Suda on bread. So, in that situation of six, it's not exist. This is his Shita, the Shita of Rav Zera. And we learned also the Shita of Rav Yirmiya. Yanai the king. Yanai the king, he was a king from the house of Hashmonaim. You remember in Chanukah, we're all praising the miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to the Hashmonaim, to the family of Rabbi Yochanan, of Matityahu Kohen Gadol. But actually, after that they conquered, they won, and the Greeks ran away, so actually they made a mistake, the family of the Hashmonaim. They were supposed to be Kohanim, they were Kohanim family. And they wanted also to control, to have the kingdom, the Malchut. And they were fighting on that with the family of the Nesi'ut, of the Nasi.
Yehuda.
With the family of all of the family of Beit Hillel, and the Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel, and all of that family, and they fight with them, and they were forcing themselves on Am Yisrael. And it was something very, very wrong. So Yanai Malka, Yanai the king, he was one of those kings from the family of Hashmonai. Page Memchet, Amud Aleph. Now, in the middle of the thin lines. So, Yanai Malka, Umalketa, and the queen, the king Yanai and the queen, Kerichu Rifta Behade Hadadi. They were sitting and eating bread together, setting a meal. Umide Katal Lehu Le Rabbanan. And from the day that Yanai killed all Rabbanan, one day came one of the Rabbanan, one of the Talmidei Chachamim, and started to contradict him, to argue with him on his yichus, that, to rebuke him, that he's not supposed to hold all of the jobs that he can. So Yanai the king killed him, and not only him, everyone that he was afraid that going to try to contradict him, and actually he killed most all of the Talmidei Chachamim, all or most of, soon we're going to see that most of them, but actually he killed them all. He tried to kill all of the Talmidei Chachamim that were in that generation. So, from the day that he killed Lehu Lerabanan, Midekata Lehu Lerabanan, Lo Hava Le Inesh Le Beruche Lehu, they didn't have no one that going to say bracha to be motzi them yedei chova. Look at that ignorant that they were in. They didn't know how to say Birkat HaMazon for themselves. It's Mefarshim are saying that. They did not know how to make Birkat HaMazon for themselves. He's the king, he was Kohen Gadol, the king of Am Yisrael, and he doesn't know how to say Birkat HaMazon. This is the importance of Chachamim, of Talmidei Chachamim. In those generations it was mamash, or that you are a Talmid Chacham, or that you're mamash ignorant. You don't know even to say Birkat HaMazon. They didn't have no one to say Birkat HaMazon for them. Amar la le devitu, so he said to his wife, Man yahiv lan gavra demvarich lan. I wish that we're going to have that man. Who's going to bring us that man that's going to say Birkat HaMazon for us? Amrale, so she told him, Ishtabali, make an oath, swear to me, De'im ha'itina lach gavra, that if I'm going to bring now a Talmid Chacham, De'lo metzaret le, that you're not going to make him sorry, that you're not going
to
kill him, cause no sorrow to him. Ishtabali, so he made that oath. Aitite, So she brought Leshim'on ben Shatach. Shim'on ben Shatach. Shim'on ben Shatach. He was the Nasi of Am Yisrael, the prince of Am Yisrael. Achua, he was her brother. He was the brother of the wife of Yanai Malka. She was hiding him in the day of... There is two shitot on that. One shita is saying that she was hiding him. The other shita is the famous story about Shimon ben Shatach that went to Alexandria of Egypt, and his student that was helping him on the way, so to speak, was Yimach Shmo Vezichro, that Yeshu, that went with him to Alexandria. And she, his sister, called him and sent a letter and told him that he can come back from Alexandria, and then he came back. On the way back, they had all of that accident with Yimach Shmo Vezichro, that he was looking at the woman, the Achsanya, and he said that her eyes are... He had his mistakes over there, and Shimon ben Shatach was excommunicating him with 400 shofarot on the way back to Eretz Israel, because of that he was suspecting Shimon ben Shatach on having lust for women. That poor guy. And this is it. So there is two shitot. One is that he was hidden in the palace, so that she was hiding him in her place, his sister. And the other shita is that he was over there in Alexandria, and that she sent a letter to him, told him, "My brother, you can come back. My husband is relaxed now. He's not killing anymore. You can come back."
He was in Alexandria. He would not make it back in time for
beer. Exactly. So it can be that it wasn't to that meal, that it was 1 month after.
But he's still sitting
there
and eating.
They were eating bread every day.
He was the king.
Exactly.
I'm not sure what high about Alexandria.
It's Masechet Sanhedrin. Don't contradict the Shita. Okay. So, Aitite, she brought Leshim'on ben Shatach Achua. Otve, so Yanai the king gave him a place to sit. Ben Dida le Dida, between him to her. He was honoring him. He gave him a chair between the king and the queen. Amar le Chazit, so Yanai the king told him to Shimon ben Shatach, Chazit kama yekara avid nalach. You see how much honor we're respecting you. You can see. Amar le, so Shimon ben Shatach told him, Lav atka mukratli. It's not you that respects me. Ela oraita hi demukrali. It's the Torah that is respecting me. Dichtiv, that it's written, Salselea utromemeka. If you're gonna, how do you gonna say Salselea? Praise it. Somehow, salselea, lesalsel, it's like curls. What?
What did you say? Caress.
Caress?
That's the word that I got from Sisuli.
Very good. Salselea means sing in the Torah and praise the Torah. She gonna rise you up. Techabedeka, she gonna respect you. Ki techabekena, when you gonna hug her. And me, Shimon ben Shatach, is saying, I was praising the Torah, I was learning the Torah, singing the Torah, hugging the Torah, and this is why now I'm receiving the honor on my Torah, from the Torah. Amar la, so Yanai the king is saying to his wife, Kachazit, you see, the lo mekabel marut, that he is not surrendering himself, that he is not accepting my authority, my kingdom. Yahavu le kasa le beruche. They gave him to Shimon ben Shatach a cup, a glass of wine, to say bracha, that he's gonna make the zimun, the bracha on the wine, the bracha birkat hamazon, and they want him to cover for them birkat hamazon, that he's gonna say birkat hamazon. They were sitting and eating bread, and now they're giving to him a cup of wine. He wasn't eating with them. What's he gonna do now? He now receives a glass of wine, needs to say bracha on it. Amar, so he said, Heichi Avrich, what should I say? I'm gonna bless. Baruch she'achal Yanai v'chaverav mishelo. Blessed is the one that Yanai and his friend ate from his food, or ate from his bread. You want me to bless? I need to eat something. What do you want from me? Shatye leahu kasa. So he drank that cup of wine. He said, Borei Pri HaGefen, with no Birkat HaMazon, with no Zimun. Just said, Borei Pri HaGefen. Drank that cup of wine. Yahavu lekasa achrina. They gave him a second cup. Uvarich. And then he said, Birkat HaMazon. He said, Birkat HaMazon on the wine. We learned that once, that it's a shita. We're not keeping that shita la halacha lemaise, but we heard that shita. Amar Rabbi Abba bread Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rav Abba, the son of Rav Chiya bar Abba said, Shimon ben Shatach, that Shimon ben Shatach, the Avad, what that he done, that he made Birkat HaMazon on glass of wine, legarmehu de Avad. He was counting on his individual shita. He was counting on his own shita. It's a unique shita. We're not counting on that lehalacha. The hachi amar, and why we're not counting on that shita? Because this is what that amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, amar Rabbi Yochanan, that you heard from Rabbi Yochanan. Leolam, never, eino motzi et harabim yedei chovatan. A person cannot fulfill the obligation for others to be motzi them yedei chovah in birkat hamazon ad sheyochal kazait dagan. Just only after that he ate kazait, like an olive, from five kinds of grains. So, you have a rule from Rabbi Yochanan, you cannot. But Shimon ben Shatach, he had his own shita, and he was counting on that.
Maybe not. Maybe so, like this, he made it on himself. He didn't want to give them...
But he said Birkat HaMazon. No, he wasn't
for himself.
Birkat HaMazon.
For wine, you don't say that.
On wine, he was just drinking one glass of wine. To say Birkat HaMazon on wine, you need to count on something. So he was counting on his own shita, that you can say Birkat HaMazon.
That's not what it says.
He was counting on saying
Birkat HaMazon to somebody else. Look at this, what it says.
Oh.
You're not allowed to motzi somebody else. They wanted him to motzi them.
Okay.
So the first cup, he didn't do nothing. The second cup, okay, fine. Now I'm motzi myself.
Okay, so still he was motzi himself, himself.
But allowed to motzi yourself.
On Birkat HaMazon, on wine, on that they're talking.
He was counting on
himself. What that? On your own.
One second.
But it says leolam. In all the world, they're not allowed to motzi on other people.
It means you cannot say Birkat HaMazon on the bread. How are you going to say Birkat HaMazon on wine?
Because it fills you.
You cannot do that. Shimon ben Shatach can do that. Me and you, we cannot do that. Shimon ben Shatach can do that. Why? Because he was counting on his shita. This is what it amar Rav Abba, b'red Rav Chiya, that Shimon ben Shatach de'avad legarmehu de'avad. Legarmehu de'avad, en adam modelo, Rashi is saying. There is no person that admits to him that it's right to say Birkat HaMazon on wine. Okay. No one admits that. So, this is one issue. The second issue, if he was motzi them or not motzi them, if he can say Birkat HaMazon for himself, he can motzi them also. It's not a...
You see in the shita here, they're alone. He no motzi.
I understand. They're not talking about the wine. They're talking about the bimotzi others. For sure, they are talking about that. You're right. But still, he was saying Birkat HaMazon. This is the hard thing for us. How can he say Birkat HaMazon after drinking wine?
He learned earlier that he
did it. To save his own life.
That was only his shita in before? When we learned it earlier.
I don't remember. This I don't remember if it was his shita. But we saw that. Yeah. Rashi is saying here, no one admits to him. En Adam Modelo. There is no one that is accepting that shita. No one. But he was counting on his own shita. May TV. Asking another question, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel said, Allah ve'esiv imahem, if the person went to eat with them, ve'esiv imahem, and he was sitting and eating with them, lying on the bed with them, afilu lo tibel imahem, even if he was not eating nothing else except of dipping vegetable, ela batsir, vegetable in a certain sauce, they were sitting eating bread, and he took a cucumber, put it in mustard, and ate it with them. This is it. Ve'lo achal imahem, and he was not eating with them. Ela grogeret achat, nothing except of one dry fig, mitzaref. He can join them to the zimun. This is the shita of Rabban Gamliel. So, from there we learned, it's tarufi mitzaref. Yes, he can be part of the zimun. אבל להוציא את הרבים ידי חובתן, but to fulfill the obligation of saying ברכת המזון for others, to be מוציא them ידי חובה, you cannot עד שיוכל כזי דגן. Only after he gonna eat an amount of an olive, כזי, five kinds of grains. So, actually, we saw again,
ירושלמי, סבר אמיר, רב יהודה חסיד, שהבתאורייתא אפשר ברבנן לא. בקיצור.
Okay. So, again, another proof that contradicts the shita of Rav Shimon ben Shatach, Rav Shimon ben Shatach. Why they're calling him Shimon ben Shatach, not Rabbi or not Rabban Shimon? Why? It's even bigger. It's like Hillel HaZaken, that he doesn't have, that you cannot call him with no word that's going to respect him. Rabban, it's the biggest one of them all, like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, and the ones that doesn't have it, like Yonatan ben Uziel, like Yanai, like Hillel, like Shimon ben Shatach, there is no name that you can honor them with it. It's
makes them smaller.
Exactly.
Like all of us.
Like what? Like all of us, yes. All of us together.
When you say dagan, you mean only bread or also?
Five kinds of grains: kosemet, shifon, shibolet shual. Even if it's mezonot?
Okay.
Yes. If a person is setting his meal on mezonot, 1 kilogram of burekasim, he is saying birkat hamazon after it. Even 500 grams of burekasim. Even 300 grams of burekasim. Okay? Itmar Nami, also it's been said, Amar Rav Chana Bar Yuda Mishme De Rava, that Rav Chana Bar Yuda said that he heard from Rava, Afilu lo tibel imahem, even if he was not eating with them, just dipping, Ela Betzir, just a certain vegetable in a sauce, ולא אכל עמהם, and he was not eating bread with them, אלא דרוגרת אחת, just he was eating one dry fig. מצטרף, so he allowed to join them to the zimun, but ולהוציא את הרבים ידי חובתם, to be מוציא the other people ידי חובתם עם ברכת המזון, אינו מוציא, he cannot do that, until עד שיוכל כזי דגן, until he's going to eat an amount of five kinds of grain, there's going to be enough. אמר רב חנה בר יהודה משמי דרבה. Also, another thing from רב חנה, the son of רב יהודה, that he heard from רבה, הלכתה, that the הלכה is, אכל עלי ירק, a certain kind of leaf, of a certain vegetable leaf. עלי ירק ושתה כוס של יין, and he drank a glass of wine with people that are sitting and eating, means there are 9 people that are eating and he is now drinking and eating vegetable, מצטרף, he is joining them to the zimun, but להוציא, to cover for them in ברכת המזון, אינו מוציא, he cannot do that, עד שיוכל כזי דגן, until he gonna eat כזי דגן. So, from that we saw actually that the shita of Shimon ben Shatach was a special shita, a unique shita, that no one admits
maybe
on that shita.
Shimon ben Shatach held that you can take hamotzi on the yan.
Hamotzi?
Birkat Hamazon on the yan. But he knew for sure the halakha that he's not yotzing them. So he said, because it says earlier that he didn't bend to them. The Gemara
so why would Rashi mention to us that there is no one that admits to him?
Because nobody admits that he can make a motzi on it.
A motzi?
I mean, Birkat Hamazon. Nobody else, he holds the...
You want to say that, to cover both, to say that he was Motzi himself, and it was an individual Shita,
right.
But he wasn't contradicting the Shita of them, of other Chachamim, that he will be Motzi them Yedei Chova.
Exactly.
He wasn't.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Yeah, he was cheating. Attention, yeah.
He was cheating. He said, okay, but I hold that I can
Yotzi
myself. I can Yotzi myself, but I'm not
his sister, and it's the king who is cheating.
He wasn't cheating, man.
Why? He says, I'm going to cover you.
He didn't say it.
He was just saying Birkat Hamazon.
He didn't come and
no,
say
but it. Maybe he was doing a Zimun. So Zimun is allowed. If you drink a cup of wine, you're allowed to join Zimun.
Yeah.
All right. Wonderful. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Moshe tiken leIsrael. Moshe established for Am Israel Birkat Hazan, the bracha, first bracha of Birkat Hamazon, that it's Birkat Hazan. When? Besha'a sheyarad lahem man. In the time that the man went down from heaven, this is the time that Moshe established for them Birkat Hazan. Yoshua tiken lahem Birkat Haaretz. And Yoshua binun, he established for them Birkat Haaretz, the second bracha on Eretz Israel. There is a tikkun here in Hagaot Habach, Besha'a, in the time שנכנסו לארץ, that they entered to Eretz Israel. He obligated them to bless Hashem also on the land, not only on the food, on the parnasa, just also on the land, on Eretz Israel. David ושלמה תקנו בוני ירושלים. David and Shlomo together established the Birkat בוני ירושלים, that Hashem builds Jerusalem. David tiken al Israel amecha ve'al Yerushalayim mirecha. David established that part of thank you for watching over Israel, your nation, and on Jerusalem, your city. Ve'shlomo tiken, and Shlomo add and establish those words al habayit ha'gadol ve'akadosh shenikra shimcha alav, on that huge and holy house that your name is being called on it. הטוב והמטיב, the last ברכה that it's מדרבנן, הטוב והמטיב, ביבנה תקנועה, when חכמים came to יבנה after חורבן בית המקדש, the destruction of בית המקדש, so חכמים in יבנה established that fourth ברכה, כנגד הרוגי ביתר, to bless השם יתברך on the miracle that עם ישראל had with the ones that been murdered in ביתר. דאמר רב מתנה, that רב מתנה said, אותו היום, in that day, שניתנו הרוגי ביתר לקבורה, that the people that died in ביתר been allowed to be buried them, we were allowed to bury them, לקבורה, תקנו ביבנה, they established in יבנה, הטוב והמטיב, the good and doing good. Hatov, that is good, shelo hisrichu, that all of those dead people were not stinking. Vehametiv, and that he was doing good, shenitnu likvura, that they allowed us to bury them. I think that there is an opinion that is saying that there was 4 million people.
3 million.
Five million people.
Bitar in those days was from the far end of today's Bitar all the way to Dana Tanakhi. Immense.
How many people
do
someone needs to bury?
Yeah. Where Fabatir, Dana Tanakhi. Fabatir is still, the Arabs are living off gold coins that they got from over there.
Okay, so Rashi, sweet Rashi.
Where do they bury?
קטן פורח, in page mem zayin amud bet, קטן פורח, a young kid שהביא סימנים, that brought signs, ולא בא לכלל שנה, but is not yet in the age of saying the zimun, ברכת המזון, means 13, but he already have signs of maturity. La'atuyei katan poreach, to add that small kid that Rabbi Yochanan talked about him, she'en medakdekin bo, that we're not going to check im ba lichlal shanim or lo, if he came to the years or not, u'mahen shanim, and what are the years? Yud gimel shanim ve'yom echad, 13 years and one day. Telala, gag, it's a roof. Rava was pointing the roof. Mikanye. Very nice. So Rashi's got a total different shita here. In the Butzin, Mikanye, we don't have that Mikanye in our Gemara. And Rashi, let's see what Rashi is saying on that Mekanye.
What's Mekanye?
Mekanye, Rashi is saying Miken Shelo, from his nest, Mikatnuto, when he's young. So, actually, Rabba was recognized Rava and Abaye's greatness from the nest, from when they were chicks, when they were very young.
In the crib.
But the Gemara is not bringing that, just Rashi. So Rashi had a different shita on that. Right? That word is not in the Gemara. Okay. Butzin, dla'at, pumpkin. Ve'ide garse mikatfe. And there is a shita to say mikatfe, like our Gemara. In our Gemara it's written. Butzin, butzin, mikatfe yediya. From the early... from the first, the beginning of the process, you can tell. Vekataf, so Rashi is explaining what it means, mekatfe. Vekataf, hu seraf. How you say seraf? Ailan?
Sap.
Sap of the tree. Klomar, misha'a shehu chonet, from the moment that the pumpkin starts to show itself. Veyotze mitoch ha-seraf. And comes out from the saraf, sap, from the sap.
That doesn't make sense. Vine, maybe.
I don't know.
Pumpkin comes out of a vine.
No, yeah. No. The what's going on in
no,
the,
but our scroll says sap.
In the time of the Aviv, in the spring, so the saraf that's in the sap that's in the tree, that's in the vine, right. in the branches, he's giving his power to the fruits, and this is what give the fruits the ability to go out, to grow. So when the saraf, the sap is going out, means push out the.
It says from the point of conception.
Very good.
No, from like if you're having children, from the point of conception.
Okay, wonderful.
Same time or.
Chonet, that is chonet, conception. Ve'yotze mitoch ha-seraf, and comes out from the sap, nikar imiyetov. You already can see, can recognize if he's going to be good or not. Ve'ihu savar, and he was assuming, Rabbi Zera, she'aya kovel, that he was complaining, u'mitcharet, and regrets, al shelo sha'al al ha-shisha, that he was not asking on the sixth. Rashi is saying that he was regretting on that, and that he said shisha vaday lo mibayale, shisha for sure I wasn't asking. Rashi is explaining that he was regret on that he wasn't happy at all that he wasn't asking. It was sure for him, but he was wrong in that. He was regretting on that. Savar, he assumed dil maruba de min kar shapir, maybe you need to have majority that you can recognize, shapir ba'inan, that you can see with your eye, the lechol dagan, that's going to eat from five kinds of grains. Ve'i bai mineh, but if he would ask him, shisha, six, lo hayamati, he wouldn't allow him, like the shita of Rav Yirmiya. Yanai malka, yanai the king, mimalkei bet chashmonai haya, he was from the kings of house of chashmonaim. והרג חכמי ישראל, and he killed the wise people from Am Israel, שבאו לפוסלו מן הכהונה, that they wanted to cancel him from being a Kohen, במסכת קידושין. It's all written in מסכת קידושין, page 66, סלסלה ותרוממקה, סייפה דקרא, and in the end of that verse, it's written, תקבדך, כי תחבקנה. When you're going to praise the Torah, when you're going to sing the verses of the Torah, she gonna honor you when you gonna hug it. Hechi avrich, how I'm gonna say the bracha ולא נהניתי, and I wasn't enjoying, satisfying from the meal. Omar nevarech she'achal yanai v'chaverav mishelo bitmiha. He was wondering, should I say thank you the one that fed Yanai and his friends, that they enjoyed from your food? Shimon ben Shatach de'avad, Shimon ben Shatach wadat hidan, שברך להוצאם ידי חובתם, that he blessed to fulfill the obligation for them בשביל כוס אחד ששתה, for one cup that he drank of wine, לגרמהו דעבד. He done that counting on his own שיטה. אין אדם מודה לו, because there is no one else that admits to his שיטה. עד שיוכל, and all of the other opinions are saying that the person have to eat כזית דגן, ומקיאכל כזית דגן, and only when the person ate כזית from those grains, מי המפיק, he allows to be to cover for others. אף על גב דכזית דגן, even though that כזית of דגן, of grains, שיעורה דרבננו, it's not מדאורייתא, it's only מדרבנן, כדאמר בפרק מי שמתו, like that it been said in page 20 in our מסכת, in the chapter of Mishemeto, the one that is dead is lying in front of him. Over there we learned it. Mihu, but kevan de michayev miderabanan, because that he is already obligated miderabanan on the kazait dagan that he ate, mechuyav badavar karinan be, we're calling him obligated, and because that he is obligated, umotzi rabim yedei chovatan, he allowed to be motzi others in ברכת המזון. ואם תאמר, and if you're gonna say, בקטן שהגיע לחינוך, that maybe we're talking on a young boy that came to the age of education, הלא אמר אחי, he haven't said that, הלא אמר אחי, ההוא אפילו מדרבנן. Let's say that we're talking about a young kid that came to the age of education. So, if he gonna say now the Birkat HaMazon in that place, it will not gonna be even Midrabanan, because he's not in the age of mitzvot.
If he eats the,
if he gonna be the one that's gonna eat kazay,
now he's not even chayav.
He's not even chayav Midrabanan.
Right, it's a double stretch.
Lo mechayev de'ale, lo mechayev de'ale de'avuha. הוא דרמה לחינוכה. דעלה דעבוה הוא דרמה לחינוכה. Because the obligation that he's got is not on him. It's on his father to educate him. ובעל הלכות גדולות פסק, and the פסק of בעל הלכות גדולות was דווקא דאכלו אינו כזית. Only if they ate כזית, or kabetza, or as an egg, dekvadet, like them. Aval achlu v'savu, but if they ate and satisfied, lo mapik, they cannot be motzi. Only if they were eating like him, so he can cover for them. But if they ate and now they're obligated midoraita, he cannot be motzi them yedei chova. This is the psak of Baal Halachot Gedolot. The Baal Halachot Gedolot is saying, if he ate midrabanan, he can be motzi people that ate midrabanan. But if they ate midoraita, they've been obligated now in Birkat HaMazon, midoraita means they are full, he cannot be motzi them by eating kazay.
The child. They eat the ketan.
No, the regular person.
Because on the katan we said the
no way,
exactly. It's not in the picture.
Because it's also the rabbanan. Because the question
it's is Rabbanan on the Rabbanan. It's not Rabbanan the Rabbanan. He doesn't have an obligation mid the Rabbanan at all. The obligation mid the Rabbanan is on his father. So he cannot be motzi them at all.
But the kazai is the Rabbanan.
Ve'i'efshar le'amida. So you cannot establish that on that shita. Deha yanai v'chaverav, because yanai and his friend achlu v'savu, for sure they were eating and fulfilled themselves. Va'apkinu Shimon ben Shatach, and Shimon ben Shatach cover for them. Va'af al gav de legarmeu de avad, and even though that he was counting on his own shita, ta'ama, the reason, mishum de lo achal kazay dagan. Dagan, it's grains.
Dagan?
Dagan, it's grains. So,
even though he didn't eat it, because I
said Dagan. Afal gav de legarmehu de avad, even though that he was counting on his own shita, that he can say Birkat Amazon on wine. Tama, so the reason that he could, mishum de lo achal kazay dagan, maybe he should be afraid of that he wasn't eating kazay dagan. Ha'achal kazay dagan ha'achinami. So you can see from that if he would eat kazay dagan, it would be the same. This is his shita. This is the shita of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Of Shimon ben Shatach. That Shimon ben Shatach, what was he doing according to his shita? That he could say Birkat Amazon, even though that he was not eating kazait dagan, five kinds of grain. So from that you should learn that if he would have eaten kazait dagan, even though that he was not full, he could have covered for them.
It's minimal.
So you can see from that even if a person ate midrabanan, he can cover for others that ate, had been obligated in Birkat Amazon Midoraita. Again, Shimon ben Shatach, when he was drinking the wine, he was counting on his own shita to say Birkat Amazon. What's his own shita? That on wine you can say Birkat Amazon. And no one agreed with him. But they would have agreed with him if he would eat kazait dagan, like an olive, an amount of five kinds of grain. So from that you can learn that Chachamim would not have no problem with him if he would eat five kinds of grain in the amount of kazait. So from that you can learn that even in a situation that a person ate midrabanan, only kazait, that is not full midoraita, he can cover for others like Yanai and his friends that for sure were full after they finished eating.
Where do we learn that there's no disagreement on Kazayat that he would have been?
We saw that before in Rashi.
I thought we saw that Rashi said that if you're only Chayav Rabbanan, you're not able to mostly.
This was the first assumption. But after it, Rashi is showing and proving from that actually it's not like that.
So what was the question?
What?
What's the question? If he can cover, if he's
put exactly. And in the end, we saw that he could only according to his shita. The Rabbanan, he had to say kazayit. So at kazayit, we have another problem with that. It's not a problem. From that you saw that he was counting on his own shita only on wine, you can learn that Rabbanan going to agree that if he ate obligated mid Rabbanan,
wine to the kazayit. I understand what you're saying, but how do you take the wine and equate it to a kazayit? Why doesn't the wine equal two kazayits or less than a kazayit? How are you learning from wine to kazayit? That's my question. Or how is Rashi learning from wine to kazayit?
ובעל הלכות גדולות פסק דווקא דאכלו אינו כזית או כבצה דקבטה, אבל אכלו וסבו לא מפיק. So, the בעל הלכות גדולות is saying that only, you see the בעל הלכות גדולות?
Yeah.
ובעל הלכות גדולות פסק, he said the פסק, דווקא only if they ate like him, the כבטה, like him, like the one that is you're going to say Birkat HaMazon. He can be motzi them.
Right.
Means if he ate less than them, he cannot be motzi them.
Okay. So he Rav Nan, and the rice, he cannot motzi them.
Exactly. This is the opinion of Baal Halachot Gedolot.
Okay.
Aval achlu v'sav'u, but if they ate and full themselves, lo ma'apik, he cannot cover for them
right.
by eating kazayit.
Right.
But Rashi is saying, ve'i efshar le'amida, but you cannot accept that explanation of Baal Halachot Gedolot. You see, Rashi himself is contradicting that shita of Baal Halachot Gedolot. And he's saying you cannot establish that halacha. Why? Dehai Yanai v'chaverav, because you cannot ignore that Gemara. And in that Gemara, Yanai and his friends, achlu v'savu, for sure they ate and full. And this is it, they're satisfied.
Okay.
No doubt right. about it. V'apkinu Shimon ben Shatach, and Shimon ben Shatach was motzi dem yedei chovah. You see from that that Rashi disagreed with what you said that he was doing for himself.
Okay.
He was motzi dem yedei chovah. Ve'af al gav, and even though the legarme hu de'ava, that he was counting on his own shita that you allow to say Birkat HaMazon on wine. Tama, the reason, mishum de'lo achal kazai dagan, because that he haven't ate kazayit dagan, you cannot say that this is the reason. Why you cannot say that this is the reason? Ha achal kazayit dagan, ha chinami. Because if he would have eaten kazayit dagan, it would stay the same. So you have to say that it would not stay the same. And if he would eat kazayit dagan, he can cover for them. You said
I don't get how Rashi is going in wine again, to the not the
because in wine you said that he was motzi dem yedei chovah.
In wine you said yes.
So if you would say now that on kazayit, five kinds of grains, he gonna be motzi dem yedei chovah.
Okay.
So it's the same, and it cannot be that it's the same, because wow. we said that on wine, he's got his own shita. Then no one agree with him.
Okay.
So it means that it's like levels, it's like floors. So it's lower than five kinds of grains. If no one agree on that, on wine, it means that they're going to agree on five kinds of grains.
Ah, so that's, okay,
it's the next level. So if now, on five kinds of grain, by the shita of Baal Halachot Gedolot, they're not going to agree with him, so what are you telling me? It cannot be. So from that we learned that five kinds of grain in the amount of kazayit is covering for other that ate and been obligated midoraita in v'achalta v'savata.
I understand. If you look at okay, if Rashi is looking at it like a level lower than the five grains, that's how he's looking at it.
Okay.
I was looking at it that the wine is something else. It's not lower than it's something else that covers or it doesn't cover.
This is it.